This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Welcome back to The Status Bro, streaming live on RNCN, realnewscn.com as well. We are broadcasting live from Citizen Bar in Dallas. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Joined in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
And we've been doing more and more of these remotes, and it's always a great time.
It's true.
We come out here, we set up all of our gear, we do our show, we get plastered. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I gotta be honest. Off the top of my head, have we ever done a show outside? I don't think we ever have.
No.
All right, well, I'm going to take the opportunity. I'm going to put some sunglasses on, I think.
You're going to put sunglasses on?
I am. I'm going to go sunglasses.
Damn
Why
it.
Not?
No, you're rock and roll Zach with the sunglasses on. And mine are over my bag somewhere.
All right, maybe I can fish them out. Or I'll wait till the second segment. We should be matching. Why not, right?
During the commercial break, I'm going to have to throw some shades on. We're actually sitting out back. This is going to be a crazy night here at Citizen. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Lay's is out here. They're setting up barbecue and beers. Then inside, there's going to be a DJ, supposed to be like 300 people here or something, and we're going to do another episode of a show that's on RNCN, DJ CC On Air.
Right.
We'll be live at 7. I'm hoping that it's not too noisy out here. I don't know what the situation will be.
No, I don't think I'll be on that one. You'll be on it.
Oh, you're going to be there.
Oh, I'll be there?
You got to stick around.
All right, yeah, that'll be a good time.
I don't think you've ever been on that show.
I haven't, no.
You're a Dallas area young professional. Why would you not be?
DJ CC is for the Dallas Junior Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yes, where I act as a board member. I'm the VP of Communications there.
Right, sure on the other side of the coin, I am in no way affiliated with them.
Not yet.
Yeah, so that's probably why I wouldn't be on their show.
Not with that attitude. It's getting particularly smoky out here, by the way.
You've been stealing the not with that attitude line. You know that?
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those things that you were saying all the time and was starting to get on my nerves,
right.
So it's one of those, like, if you can't beat them, join them scenarios, where if I can't get you to stop saying it, I'm just going to incorporate it into my daily vocab.
It's a good line.
It's a good line. Yeah. I mean, is it really a good line?
I think so. You have this line, when you didn't have, because we just recently got business cards. You didn't even have them for a while.
Oh, I didn't have business cards for 4 years working in radio. I did not have a business card. I refused.
We have business cards now. I mean, come on. Anyway, we just got business cards. For the longest time, whenever somebody asked for your card and you didn't have one, you had a really clever line that I totally stole.
Yeah?
It was, if I remember correctly. Go ahead, please.
Okay, the line is, when you work in radio, as soon as you get a business card, that's when you get fired. That's what everybody says.
Yeah, it's a great line.
It's a great line.
It's a great excuse to not have a business card.
And I'm kind of glad I left 97.1 The Eagle before getting fired.
Yeah.
So, that actually worked out
well. Yeah, dude. You left on decent terms.
We have a ton of stuff to get to today on The Status Bro. I still want to talk about the 8 most common excuses women give men to avoid sex. I'm pretty sure I've heard all of these before.
I would imagine.
We didn't finish the 6 physical features that men can't resist, proven by science. Also, the bizarrest sex facts. I think we only got to one of them on the last show, so we're going to burn through a couple of those.
Yeah.
Also, something we promised we would deliver that we're running late on. We had our 100th episode a few weeks back, and we promised we would play the audio of my brother getting tased on the air, but we needed to censor it because back then we were very raw and real and a little too much for the terrestrial airwaves, so we bleeped it out. Zach edited it himself.
Sounds good.
I'm very proud.
Thanks.
Currently, we're having trouble connecting on the stream. Oh, there we go. We're back.
Oh, hey, problem solved. Maybe. Yeah, welcome back.
Good God. Hey, do you want to wait till the next segment to do that? Do you want to jump into news, or do you want to go and listen to John getting tased?
Let's jump into news. As much as I love John getting tased, let's knock the news out of the way and then get to the goods.
All right, sure.
All right.
Go for it. What do you got?
So, allegedly, this is alleged news today. Daniel Craig, you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. The Daniel Craig's out of Bond. Dude, I'm so sick of the going back and forth with this. It's just, it's so, pick a side. It's
Make
annoying.
A decision. The part that's news
at this
to
point,
me
I almost hope he is done.
Is how much, so allegedly, he turned down for the next 2 Bond films. You hear this?
Because, I mean, I heard that when he made Spectre, he said towards the end that he was done, he didn't want to do it anymore, and so the speculation is that after it came out, they're offering him a huge amount of money to come back and do one more.
You don't know how much it is?
Let me take a shot.
Yeah, they want to do 2 more Bond films. So how much would they offer Daniel Craig to do 2 more Bond films?
A deal to do 2 more Bond films. I'm guessing they would offer him $40 million apiece.
Ooh, close.
Ew.
How close?
Grand total was $99.5 million to do the next 2 Bond films.
$100 million.
$100 million.
How do you turn down money like that?
I know. And he was like, nope, that sucks. On the flip side of things, he got paid $57 million for Spectre.
I mean, if I was on, if I was 90 years old and on kidney dialysis and somebody offered me $95 million to keep doing radio, I would find a way to do it.
Well, kidney dialysis isn't cheap, in your defense. And radio's fun. I don't know what radio the score is. Fun, he just does not want to do it anymore. He's sick of it.
I can see that. I'm sure it's physically taxing and whatnot.
I think he just wants to move on to other projects. Probably. He wants to do emotional things and rom-coms or something.
Oh, what? Something a little bit more meaningful?
Yeah, he wants to do the BBC movie of the week.
Sounds gay. I mean, is there? I'm not trying to be an ass here, but no. Is there really any other Daniel Craig flicks that you like besides the Bond movies?
You like Layer Cake.
I was gonna say there's one that I like, and I only like Layer Cake because it's kind of like a Bond movie.
Did you ever see Defiant, where he's like one of those? He's a soldier protecting Jews from the Holocaust in the woods.
No, but I didn't hear from anyone that it was particularly it was entertaining.
No, I can't think of any other Daniel Craig flick that's particularly awesome.
No.
So, the guy shines as Bond.
You know what, man? He had a good run. I enjoyed those four flicks, but if he's really that done with it, happy trails. I welcome a new guy. I think Michael Fassbender would be a kick-ass James Bond.
You were talking about Tom Hiddleston the other day.
Well, I'm not the one talking about Tom Hiddleston. Everybody else is talking about Tom Hiddleston. He looks a little scrawny to me to be Bond.
Yeah.
But I can see. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, he might not be so bad. Everybody thought, you know, Daniel Craig would suck because he was blonde and he was cool. So I mean,
and Daniel Craig rocked.
Maybe scrawny would be okay.
No, I'm not going to. I'm pretty open-minded. As long as it's not Idris Elba, I'm not on board with that.
I didn't even know if you were going to touch that one.
I just don't think that. What's wrong with it?
Is it Idris? I thought it was Idris.
Is it Idris Elba?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's go with Idris Elba. I was like, he might be okay. It's difficult for me to see, but hey, man,
In my head growing up, James Bond is a really British-looking white dude. That's just who he... I mean, come on.
Everybody thought Heath Ledger's Joker would suck, and he was awesome. So that's kind of my stance on Idris Elba as Bond.
Yeah, but Heath Ledger wasn't doing anything radically different as the character.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. The face paint was strange, but you're right. It was basically the same guy.
It's not comparable to Idris Elba being Bond or the new douchey female Ghostbusters. I can't see you could all put those two together.
Yeah,
they're not in any way comparable.
No, I agree.
All right, well, what else you got? You almost done with news? How many news stories do you have this week?
That was the first one.
Usually we don't even get into news the first segment. I usually have some kind of weird update or something. I do kind of have a weird update. I actually haven't banged in a while.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I wish I had a good reason. I wish I could say that it was her fault, but I think it's something that I'm doing.
I think you're working too much. I really do.
I think I'm working too much, yeah, and then I don't focus on it. When I get home, I just don't care. By the time I get home, I'm so tired. But I never thought that I would get to the point where I didn't.
I know. It's strange. You're a work hard, play hard kind of guy.
I mean, it's not that I don't love my girlfriend. She's gorgeous.
You're a red-blooded American
body.
Male.
Yeah, and it's not that I don't love having sex with her. It's just things have been a little weird lately.
You're
Works very
man.
Hard. I mean, with our new network, we're piling a lot of things on. I'm just being honest.
I think all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. That's what I think.
It probably does. Yeah. And I was really hoping that either tonight or tomorrow I could go ahead and end the cold streak.
Really?
I was thinking maybe she could come over tonight, and you know, but I'm going to be here probably all night.
Is she gonna come out?
I don't know. I didn't want to bother her with it because she's always so sweet and comes out to the remotes and
she
surprises
does.
Me and whatnot. So I don't want to ask her to do that. I feel like kind of a tool. So I'm kind of hoping she does. If she does, and yeah, then we can go back to my place. Otherwise, I'm going to Uber home.
I don't ask my girlfriend to come out to the remotes either, so.
Bust out the iPad and probably cruise over to YouPorn.
YouPorn is your iPad choice?
Well, that's another thing. Because of the coconut oil, I've been more
the
into the...
the coconut oil.
The self-gratification.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you?
Well, it was something that I used to not partake in very often.
Right. You weren't super into it.
No, it was an occasional indulgence. That kind of made it more special. It's kind of a treat.
Most dudes are the exact opposite. Usually, you know, cranking one out alone is a normal thing, and banging is an occasional,
Well, yeah, I mean, I know a lot of dudes. Well, what would you say is the average time for a dude to throw a beat during a normal week? How many times do you think a guy...
How many times in a week?
How many times in a week?
Well, first off, that can vary on the dude, man. That can be anywhere from single digits to, you know...
Well, yeah, I know.
Up in the 20s.
There has to be some kind of average.
I don't know. You know, honestly...
Come on, be honest with me. What's your average for a week?
On the flip side of the coin...
Don't worry if your girlfriend's listening.
I've been doing it a lot less lately.
Really?
And I don't know why.
Have you been getting laid more?
No.
Huh.
Honestly,
You know what it is,
I think I'm too focused on work.
I think maybe we're both too focused on work. I'm telling you, though, when it comes to porn, if you watch it too often, you get desensitized.
That is true, dude.
It gets to the point where it's just not as exciting anymore.
Yeah, you can do too much.
Stuff that used to really fire me up now is like, I've been there, I've done that, I've seen it. You know,
and then you start to get into the really, really weird stuff.
And then you get into, the more that goes, the weirder the stuff gets. That's what happened to me. I realized I was starting to watch like compilations and stuff. And I'm like, wait, this isn't me.
Yeah.
I gotta back off of this.
I don't need this. This is too much.
And then I discovered that if I'm getting laid regularly, I don't really feel the need to watch porn a lot. I mean, there are times when I would go a solid month without even watching any porn.
That's how you end up in the tunes section.
Oh, this, by the way, dude, and this is something I hope my girlfriend's not listening. I hope she doesn't get mad at me for this.
Of course.
She was listening to our show. I don't know if it was last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, but she heard me talk about looking at porn, and she got upset.
What?
She was like, I didn't know that you did that.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
gosh.
I've been on the air for 3 years openly discussing porn habits among men. I don't know how she didn't know that.
I think a lot of, in her defense, I always draw the line there. Like, a lot of the stuff that I say on the show should not necessarily be taken as fact. Like that is true. I've said things on here before that maybe we're skewing the line between fact and fiction a little bit. Yeah,
you know, we're radio guys. It's what we do.
But yeah,
to suggest that I don't ever do that is just absurd. I mean,
men.
I'm a red-blooded American. That's what we do.
That's easier now than ever.
When we're not getting laid, we're surfing internet porn.
Exactly. Used to be back in the day, you'd have to go steal your uncle's Playboy or something and pass it around at school. Nowadays, you can just hop on your phone. It's a breeze.
And that kind of stuff was fun though when I was a kid.
Yeah, of course.
Some kid would sneak a Playboy and bring it to school. Oh, dude, that was like the most exciting thing ever.
I think it's how most people saw Playboy back in the day, really. When you were a kid, like, it was somebody else's, and they took it from somebody else. Oh, that was kind of the
story. It's true, and it was super cool. Playboy was great when I was a kid, but when I was, I want to say 10 or 11, I saw my first penthouse, and I was like, freaked out the first time I saw like up close vagina. I'm just like, good God, like,
wow.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a little much.
It's like something out of a monster movie.
It's funny, I have a couple of Playboys at my place for our coffee table reading, casual.
Oh, sure.
Casual like, yeah. And those are all stolen. I didn't buy a single one of those.
Oh, yeah. And since I don't work there anymore, I'll go ahead and say we stole those from the radio station.
Yeah, that's true. Those all came from the radio station.
My
yes.
former employer is definitely where we got those Playboys. I took a couple myself. I mean, how could you not?
Oh, man, yeah, how could you not? You get the college issue and stuff?
At our current network, even though we're the status bro, I still don't think it's particularly kosher to just have a ton of Playboys laying around. I mean, even in the air studio.
No, but I enjoyed on my coffee table, if only to dispel the rumors, man. Like, there's so many people that come in, they're like, dude, you keep Playboy? I'm like, flip through that for a second, seriously, and tell me that's as bad as you think
that's
it
good
is.
Reading.
Everybody who does, every time, they're like, wow, these are really tastefully shot.
Best case example I can possibly think of. My mom comes over one time.
Yeah.
Looks through the Playboy.
Yeah, you don't keep this out anymore.
No,
you
I
used
don't.
To. Yeah.
No, I don't anymore.
All right.
First of all, I thought it was weird that my mom was picking up the Playboy. I'm like, Mom, come on, put down the porn, please.
My mom did it too.
She thumbs through it a little bit and was like, wow, this actually isn't at all what I thought. This
exactly.
is really classy.
Yeah,
these
this is
women
not
look
as bad.
Classy. I'm like, yes, they do.
Yes.
This isn't really something that guys these days throw a beat to. It's like a cool magazine to read stuff about, and occasionally you see some naked chicks in there. That's why I thought it was ludicrous and just un-American to take the nude women out of Playboy.
Un-American.
Absolutely.
That's quite the statement.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We do need to take a break. So tease some of the other news stories you have coming up next, Zach. And I am going to talk about the 6 physical features men cannot resist according to science and the 8 most common excuses women give for avoiding sex. Also, the bizarrest sex facts about men. Zach, what do you got?
Pornhub launched a new exercise program.
Nice.
They're making another video game movie. Shocking. And in Colorado, weed is paying for students to go to college.
It's all deadly. We'll be right back after this quick break. You're listening to the Status Bro live on RNCN.
Where I come from. Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Just as screwy as me, I didn't go.
Schools, preppy girls. You're listening to RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio.
Boys will be boys. This is the Status Bro.
Status Bro coming to you live from Citizen Bar in Dallas on RNCN. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, in studio with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Got a couple of beers in us, feeling pretty good. It's funny, during the first segment, I was a little bit jealous of Zach. He threw his shades on, gave him kind of a cooler look, even though we're doing radio where no one can see us anyway. And then I got my glasses, and now it's cloudy out.
Yeah, it's overcast. Yeah, I don't care, that man. Sucks. We've never done one outside. I gotta capitalize on the opportunity. Yeah, if I wear my shades inside, I look like a dick.
We were worried that it was going to be cold and rainy and whatnot, but it's not bad.
Yeah, it was the exact opposite. Usually Texas weather pans out. It looks nice and sunny, like partly cloudy and a little windy, and then it'll pour all day like crazy thunderstorm. Are you going to tornado or something? This is the exact opposite. Weather looked horrible for today leading up to it, and now it's kind of just halfway decent.
We seem to have avoided it for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good.
It's a little overcast, but it's like 70 degrees. It's not so bad.
All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to. A lot of sexual-oriented topics today. Female-oriented. I don't care.
Whenever we do the show in public, we somehow feel the urge to talk about really awkward stuff people wouldn't want to talk about.
We want to discuss as much raunch as possible.
Yeah, we want to knock that out whenever we're out in public.
Back to sex news. We got to wrap that up before we get to my stuff. I'm assuming your next topic does not relate to sex or women.
It relates exactly to sex and women.
Let's hear it.
All right. So Pornhub launched this thing called BangFit. You hear about this? A gamified fitness program that measures how people can strengthen themselves through what Pornhub is calling sexercise.
So haven't people been doing that for years anyway?
Right, yeah, but this actually, measures it now. So check this out. You,
measures it.
Pornhub has built a couple of workout regimens that they display with avatars that the player or players are supposed to mimic. So you pull up on your laptop one of these things, and they walk you through basically a fitness program that you do by yourself, with a partner, or with two partners. You enter the genders, and it works out like a routine for you.
Does this incorporate, different positions and that kind of thing?
Oh, of course. Yeah, now here's how they measure it.
So what if a guy blows his load too early? Does that ruin the whole workout regimen?
Well, then that's it. You stop. Yeah, whatever you got. Here's how it works. All right, you strap your smartphone to your midsection using an adjustable band, and the app records your movements using the phone's motion sensors. It counts number of thrusts, therefore calories, and therefore builds some kind of score around it and can tell you basically how you're doing as you go.
And it does this with your phone?
Yeah. So you have an app that you download with your phone that corroborates with the Pornhub screen that you're watching, and there you are.
And where do you have your phone when you're banging?
Okay, again, you strap it to your midsection. Yeah, using an adjustable band.
I don't know about you, but I like to at least somewhat feel attractive when I'm banging, and if I have my iPhone strapped to my chest, I'm not going to feel very cool, man.
There are basic positions, and then there's acrobatic and athletic positions like the squat and thrust. Missionary press.
Missionary press.
Yeah, this is some of the tame ones.
Can you describe kind of what that is exactly?
The squat and thrust?
Any
I think
of them.
That's kind of like the
paint a picture for me.
Like the lazy dog. What'd you call that one? The frog jump or
froggy style?
That's it. Yeah, that's the term you like to use.
Yeah, froggy style is when a girl is kind of on top, but she's not. It's not conventional cowgirl. She's kind of up on her haunches.
Right, and I don't know for sure, but I have to assume missionary press is essentially just like missionary, except doing push-ups at the same time?
A little more work? Well, I think the missionary press thing is where you just have yourself lifted up on your arms.
Right.
Because I kind of do the lazy man's mish where you're on your forearms.
Yeah. The tagline for the BangFit project is fit as
sucks. I'm not particularly excited about it. I don't think that many people really get on board with that.
It's kind of like when they launched the VR category. Like, not that many people really jumped on it. It sounds interesting, but nobody's going to actually do it. It's kind of a joke thing. But yeah, apparently it's a whole platform. It's built out.
Well,
I
had
try it out.
A very brief bout of trying to be physically fit. You remember it. I was like going to the gym every morning and all that.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I've done that before.
Yeah, it never lasts very long.
No.
And then I get into, drinking 8 beers a day again and,
fall right back into the same old swing. Yeah, of course.
It kind of fits our business in a sense.
It really does, man. Like, this, who was it that said it so perfect? Was it John, your brother, that said this business is like old school?
He's like, your job basically is stuck in the 60s.
Yeah, it's true. And that's what makes it cool.
It's all kinds of, any bad vice is open and welcome.
Yeah. People love drinking when they do radio.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Anyway, during my little somewhat physically fit period, I wore a Fitbit.
Yeah. You got a Fitbit.
I got on board with the activity tracker thing. Right. I actually bought into it. I thought it was working. Dropped $100 for the Fitbit Flex or whatever it's called.
Dropped like half a pound.
Yeah. And so I was using it and I was tracking it. And I'm telling you, when I would bang, it would count that as like a bunch of steps.
No way.
That is absolutely true.
This thing's on your wrist. How'd that add up? Oh, yeah, it measures your heart rate and stuff, right? That's the score?
It does measure. I think it measures your heart rate. Yeah, I don't know exactly how it works, But then a lot of people told me it was bogus. I was talking about it on the Carpool Talk Show, another show here on RNCN.
Right.
And they were saying, no, there's no way that works. There's no way it actually counts. And then I read an article saying somebody else tried this. It was actually a woman.
Okay.
For an extended period of time, would just put on her Fitbit when she was having sex, and it counted as a ton of steps.
Really?
Really.
I wonder what the score is there. By heartbeat or heart rate?
So, to me, that almost seems better than this Pornhub strapping your iPhone to your chest thing. The Fitbit is much more unnoticeable when you're engaging in the deed.
Yeah, no, nobody said this was revolutionary, but no. I mean, it's an interesting bit of technology. What surprises me is how can they still not land a Super Bowl commercial? You know what I mean? Pornhub tries every year to get a commercial during the Super Bowl and can never
do
it.
Pornhub, porn is never going to be able to be mainstream. I know, but look at all of this stuff. You can air it in front of, you can see a commercial in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
That's like airing it during Sesame Street.
I know. They got VR stuff now. They got fitness regimens.
Yeah, do you know anyone on the earth who's actually tried VR porn?
Yeah, I tried it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Using what, Google Glass?
Yeah, the Google Cardboard. I totally got one of those like a year ago. I was going to bring it for the show for exactly this purpose.
I tried it out. I thought it was really cool. But I never thought about using it.
Right, but then I actually got online and tried it. And first off, you get one of like six choices in the free category. Then you got to pay. So that's
how cool
sucks.
Did you feel rubbing one out with Google Glass on your head?
Okay, I didn't actually. I just put it on to try it casually, like on my couch. I didn't like sit down for a sesh or anything. I didn't light candles, if that's what you're asking.
I mean, I would. I'd be interested to try it out.
I didn't have any.
What's the point of trying it out if you're not going to, you know, if there's no fruition?
I don't know. I just want to see what it was about.
I forgot to say.
And it's not that cool, honestly. It didn't work that well. You have to download a video, and if you don't want to download it to your phone, which I didn't because I don't believe in downloading pornography, you can just stream it. I streamed it to my phone, so the quality was horrible. It was all pixelated. I was like, this is no good. It doesn't work.
It's got to be crystal clear to even be a little bit believable.
That's the whole deal with VR. Like, it has to be perfect HD quality to fool your brain into thinking it's even slightly real.
One thing Pornhub is outstanding at is somehow staying in the news.
Well, yeah, with things like BangFit, why wouldn't they?
Well, they had that thing last week that we were talking about where you send them an emoji and it bounces back a porn.
Right. See, that's what I mean. Like, they're trying, at least. Like, they're trying to become
relevant.
They're
pretty cutting edge.
Yeah. Still can't get a Super Bowl commercial.
They're like the Apple of watching people banging.
Exactly, yeah. Like, what's it going to take before people finally, you know, some network or somebody's like, yeah, we'll
somebody
run it.
Embraces it.
It'll be fine.
Do Pornhub ads run on the internet? I mean, on, like, other sites?
I don't
know that I've ever run into one.
Well,
obviously on porn sites.
You probably use some kind of ad blocker, right?
Yeah, I do.
Who doesn't nowadays? Yeah, so that's probably a big reason you haven't seen them, but I think they do, yeah.
All right, well, would you consider this stupid porn fit thing?
But apparently you can do it by yourself. Okay, that would be one to try.
That's one thing I did want to ask you. How do you do it yourself?
How do you do it? How do you do it yourself?
I mean, what is it good for? Just building up your right bicep?
Maybe the Fitbit would be more handy in that scenario.
Also, that's
actually
a good
just
point.
On your wrist. Yeah. That might.
Although
that
I wore my Fitbit on the right hand and I'm left-handed, so that really wouldn't do me any good.
Mm.
But tell me how that works.
This is like the new Twister. What?
I didn't mean to get hung up on this story, and I know people probably think we're being gross right now with the porn talk and stuff, but this does have me interested. How do you do it by yourself?
How do you do it by yourself? I don't know. It's got little positions and stuff.
That can actually work out multiple areas of your body.
It's probably like you do a one-handed push-up and you jerk it, and then you do sit-ups and you jerk it. Like that's the whole deal, I imagine. You're just working out and cranking.
I'm gonna venture to guess I could have come up with that regimen on my own.
Yeah,
I don't know that I need to download.
There's probably not a whole lot going on there in terms of like quality original content.
All right, well, we only have a couple of minutes before we have to take one more break, but I want to let everybody know we are live out here at Citizen Bar in Dallas. This is a really cool location. Out front, it kind of just looks like a house, like a residential area. It's got a front porch and everything, and you walk inside, and it has this super slick, cool bar/swanky nightclub-type feel.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Lay's is out here. There's beers. There's chips. There's seasonings. All kinds of stuff going on, if you're wondering what all the ambient sound is. But, you know, that's all the fun of a remote. One more minute, Zach. Tell me what else you got for stories, and then we're going to have to take a quick break.
I got, like, one more. It's decent. All right. They're making did you hear about this? They're making a live-action Tetris movie. So stupid.
That might be the most retarded thing I've ever
heard.
Here's
the most shocking part.
I can't even make sense out of that.
They procured $80 million in funding. How did that work out? No. I got a little bit more here. This film's going to be made by Threshold Entertainment, who also made, I looked this up, the Mortal Kombat films. Okay.
Hey, I liked that movie as a kid.
One Lego Star Wars film. Just one. The one that covers Empire, though, is Empire Strikes Back, so I guess that's halfway decent. And the Amazing
I have to admit that I would be somewhat tempted to see the Lego Star Wars film.
And the Amazing Spider-Man ride at Universal Studios Orlando. These guys are making an $80 million Tetris movie. I'm sure it's going to be groundbreaking. It's supposed to have Chinese locations and a Chinese cast, so that it's not, probably not going to come out here. We probably won't ever see it.
First of all, no movie based off a video game will ever be cool.
They're
any
claiming.
Game at all. The Angry Birds trailer literally makes me angry. Like, I want to throw something through my television.
Threshold Entertainment is claiming that Tetris is the teeny tiny tip of an iceberg that has intergalactic significance. I know. I really don't have. Yeah, that might be the segue out.
It's the teeny tiny.
There's not a whole lot to go on with that. I don't think much will come of that movie. But it's cool that they're making it, I guess.
Teeny tiny tip of something. Anyway,
the Tetris movie.
We got to take a break. But when we come back, I still have the physical features. Men cannot resist. 8 most common excuses women give for avoiding sex. It's all right after this break. You're listening to The Status Bro on RNCN.
You're listening to The Status Bro. You're listening to RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio. You're listening to The Status Bro.
Coming to you live on RNCN, also online at realnewscn.com. You can also hear us on the Real News Communications app. Maybe even Talk Radio 1190 this Saturday. I don't know if we finally worked out what's going on over there. But
did you work it out?
No.
I didn't work it out.
Well, we'll see what happens. We are coming to you live from Citizen Bar in Dallas. It's a lot of fun. There's a ton of stuff going on here tonight. If you want to come out, hang out with us, maybe jump on the mic a little bit. Please feel free.
You might have to wait in line, though, because there's a lot of people
anxious
to jump
in. You would be astounded at the clamoring of people trying to get on the mic with us right now. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Please, everyone, get back.
Stay away.
We're trying to do some radio here.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. Also, I wanted to specify, Zach, during the break, said, make sure people know you're talking about Lay's potato chips. Like,
what else
would they have thought I meant?
I think people are going to think we're small time. They're going to be like, oh, Lay's. They must mean Lay's some other company. Like, not the potato. No, the potato chip company. Like, really. It's cool. The actual, like, Lay's you see in a store. Yeah.
Yes. And the Millers we are drinking are actual Miller brand beers.
Yeah.
Not the knockoff Millers.
And my mom said sitting in the back of the class and not paying attention wouldn't get me anywhere. Well, ha ha, Mom.
Yeah. Look at you now. Well, we're having a great time. We encourage everyone to come out to Citizen. We're going to be out here till about 8 o'clock. Our show will go to the top of the hour. Then you'll hear a little bit more Status Bro from 6 to 7. And then at 7, DJ CC on air, your number one destination for Dallas area young professionals. We'll be doing an hour broadcast, special edition hour broadcast. Usually that show is only a half hour. So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And, are you done with news? What were we talking about before the break?
Yeah,
I don't even remember.
I'm about done. I can wrap up the next one real quick. So in Colorado last year, they made over $996 million in marijuana sales. This year, when they're trying to figure out what to do with all that sweet marijuana money, they're setting up a scholarship fund for some kids. $25,000 of that sweet, sweet green cash.
For the green.
Yeah, to go to college. So, yeah, that's kind of cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know what else I love?
Marijuana funding college. Yes.
Legal marijuana.
Oh, yeah. It's not so right. You know what else is great? Weed.
Yeah. When are they bringing that to Texas?
That's a good time.
Texas likes a party.
It's already here. It's just not okay. That's
right,
the problem.
Right. It's still a little bit frowned upon.
Right.
It's not like we can fire up a dude right now.
No.
You got any on you?
I mean, debatably we could. These people seem cool, right?
Yeah, everybody here looks pretty cool.
Yeah, they're fine.
All right, so I was talking about the 6 physical features that men can't resist on women, and I actually think we did burn through all these last week.
Did we really?
We covered all of them, yeah. The wider to waist to hips ratio we totally agreed on.
Yep.
The higher voice you didn't agree with me on, I don't think. Hair is good. A nice smile goes a long way. Less makeup we said was dumb. I don't think there's really any guy who's like, I hate when a chick wears makeup.
Right.
And then, wearing red. I mean, come on. Red is always irresistible.
Yep. Yeah, you might
it's
be
unavoidable.
On par. The deeper voice thing, Yeah, come on. You got to love
the higher voice,
sultry voice. Higher voice, right. A higher voice is supposed to be more attractive. You gotta love a sultry voice, right, from a woman. That's a good sign.
I think they're both cool.
Yeah, they're both pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We never played the John getting tased clip.
Oh, you're right. We did not play that.
I love that.
Let me give our listeners a little bit of a background on this. Back when we started the Status Bureau, before we were on any networks or anything like that, we would broadcast from my apartment. We did everything completely uncensored. We would curse a lot. We did a lot of crazy bits on the air. We ate bizarre foods.
Yeah.
We would eat crickets and whatnot and tase each other and wax things.
You know,
we snapped mouse traps on various parts of our body.
Debatably, we still will, but we're at the point now where, like, if you're good at something, you don't do it for free.
We like to think we've somewhat evolved, even if it's only a little bit, but when we came to 1190, they were like, yeah, we love your show, we want to put you guys on, but all of this stuff, you can't do any of that anymore.
You don't think we should bring the taser or something out to the remote sometime?
I think we've outgrown the taser. I mean, don't you think?
Yeah, but
it's still funny.
It's one of those things, like, we really... we really like doing it for a while, and then after a few times of both of us getting tased, it's not fun.
It got to a point where I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore, but we'd do this show, and I would get drunk, and it'd be funny, and we have a guest on, and be like, you want to get tased? Yeah. Come on, try out the taser, I'll get tased. And we'd do it, and then I'd be like, that was horrible, I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, after a few beers, I think we both still think it's an okay time.
But it's a crappy taser that we use that Zach got off Amazon for $4.
$4.
But I will be damned if it did not work. I mean, this thing was painful.
All of the instructions and safety disclaimer for that thing were in Korean.
We didn't even know what the amperage was.
No idea.
So my brother, who's an actor out in LA, he came in town just to be on our show, and you know, so he said, "Do you want to get tased?" And
right.
he was like, "Yeah, I'll do it," because he's a good sport, he's a team player, and we hit him a couple times with it. And I don't know if the taser wasn't really working or it just wasn't getting him right. I don't know.
Yeah, we just couldn't get it going.
But when it finally hit him, he let out the most ear-piercing shriek I've ever heard a man produce.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that happened. And it was great. The best taser reaction we've ever had. So I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now.
What, the tasing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do the tasing. But you have the taser here?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go grab it then.
You'll do it right now?
Yeah.
You sure it works?
Do you want me to check it first?
Check it.
Oh, it works. I'm not going to get you until you tell me to get you.
No, you just got to do it.
Where did you acquire this from?
Zach got it for $4.
Yeah.
$4.
Yeah,
so there's a good chance it's just a child's toy.
You can hardly tell we're in an apartment.
It's $4. Damn it! Quit with me. Just do it.
All right. I'm just going to hit.
God!
I think maybe I need to light it and then touch him with it.
Maybe.
Oh, my God, dude. I hate.
How about you do like the leg or something? No, I'm kidding. No, I meant through jeans.
He starts unbuckling his pants.
Try through jeans and tell me if you feel anything.
Okay.
And there it is. Let's get it one more time.
Dude, John's such a good sport.
Where
man.
Did that noise come from?
I don't know, man.
Sorry, man.
Never more than I can see.
That's the kind of reaction I was looking for. Maybe through clothes is worse. I don't know.
Oh, man. We had one guy on, Kyle, who tased his nipple, if you remember.
Yeah.
And was totally open to it. Not even open to it. It was his
you
idea.
Never, God,
he was
you
ready,
always...
He
Go
was
ahead.
Ready to tase his balls on air, and Zach put the kibosh on it.
I put the kibosh on it. You will never let me live that down.
No, because it would have been great radio.
Something will happen on this show eventually, I swear, where I want to do something, you won't let it happen, and I'll tell everybody about it for as long as I live. Just like this. It'll happen, I'm telling you.
Every medical professional I consulted said, yeah, if you would have tased his balls, he would have been fine. The fact that we tased his chest was actually more dangerous.
Right, that was closer to his heart. We found that out later. But honestly, no joke, we had waivers they had to sign.
We really did. We had waivers.
Yeah, worked up by like a legal team.
We were a low-budget podcast and we're still college students. We couldn't afford to get sued if somebody died.
Poor John, dude, was such a good sport. I edited that down. Dude, you tortured him with that taser for like 5 minutes before you actually hit him with it. That, like, the bits of the noise.
I think the sound scared him more than actually doing it. And then when he got hit, he just lost it.
The sound, and of course, it doesn't translate to radio, but dude, the actually seeing the electricity like spark over those two metal prongs, like, oh.
You know, I got tased in the ass a couple times. Yeah, and every time, this is no joke. People think that we exaggerate. It would leave a mark on my butt cheek that would last for like a couple of months.
And this is through clothes.
This is through clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, those tasers are no joke. I mean, we had a lot of long-lasting things that we used to do on the show. When we did the waxing, I waxed my leg, a very hairy part of my shin. And I'm telling you, I went like the whole summer with a big patch there. It didn't grow back for a long time.
I still don't think mine ever grew back right, honestly. I'm pretty sure I still have a rectangle out of my leg that just like it just never came in.
All right, well, we still have about 2 minutes before we have to take a break, so you want to jump into the 8 most common excuses women give men to avoid sex.
Yeah, I think we've all heard them before, but let's recap.
I think we've all heard them before. Zach, I'm going to play a little game with you on these ones. I'm going to ask you, what do you think is the number one most common excuse?
Number one?
Yeah.
Got a headache.
Got a headache / feel sick. Boom.
Yep. Gotta be.
This is one I've never heard the headache specifically. I mean, we're young guys. We've never been married or anything like that. I feel like that's something that would accompany a married relationship more than our situation.
Oh, I've definitely caught the head hurts.
You've caught the head hurts?
And I've been in a relationship for like 6 years.
And you're the young blood Lewis. You're only like 23 years old.
That might explain that right away. Now, it's honestly my girlfriend Christine. She's so sweet. She's great. Hey, babe.
Sorry, this plane flying over right now hates our broadcast. So if you want to wait a second,
she's prone to headaches. I think, man, she gets headaches like when the weather gets bad, or maybe I'm talking myself into a corner.
Is that Zach falling for the classic excuse?
Maybe this isn't what I think it is. No, yeah. I think it runs in her family. I really do. My mom gets migraines. My sister gets migraines.
My mom gets headaches, too. But what do you bring moms into this for?
Wait, because women get migraines sometimes.
Do you want to get your dad on the phone and see what he's heard the most as an excuse for not getting sex?
It'd probably be a headache.
I think that's probably the most common for everybody.
I think so.
Truth be told.
Right.
We got knocked off the air again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is happening a lot.
Maybe it was that plane.
The internet connection sucks. Usually for remotes, we like to have a hard line, but you know, we gotta do the best of what we got.
These people let us come out.
I know.
Kevin gets on the air like the internet connection sucks.
I'm not trying to be a douche. Okay, number two.
No, it is what it is. Yeah,
dude, you're gonna love the number two excuse.
Number two,
give, because this applies to you and I.
All right, what do you got?
I'm too busy. That's the excuse we've used for not having sex recently.
Yeah, it's true. I've definitely used that excuse. Like, I'm sorry, I gotta get this done. Like, I'm under the gun here.
And that's a problem, okay? Maybe that is where I finally need to throttle back on the work a little bit, because I don't ever want work to be affecting my sex life.
Yeah, you know, we said for
maybe
a long time.
I'm getting
time,
too carried away with this.
I'll never forget, one time, I don't know if you remember this, back when Scharfenberg was on the show, he...
Oh, yeah, who can remember the radio legend that was Scharfenberg?
That guy... Scharfenberg showed up like
half
hour late to his show once, and of course
I was furious.
He was, well, yeah, who wouldn't be? And of course he's not even in, the dude wasn't even his right mind. Like he was up to
he was obviously stoned.
Yeah, he was up to some shenanigans, and he shows up,
which is fine. I don't care if you want to do drugs, drink, or whatever on the radio. Do it as long as you do your job. I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
but he would show up blitzed out of his skull and sit there like an idiot,
right?
And not contribute anything to the program.
And that's when we
drove me nuts.
Scharfenberg rant. When Scharfenberg, yeah. So what that turned into was Kevin and I established very quickly, if you're not going to show up for the show, if you're going to be late, there's only one reason you can't show up, that you're late, that you can't do it. And the only reason is you're banging.
Yep.
That's it. That's the only decent excuse. Everything
I take
else
it back. I still would have been pissed if that was his excuse.
Oh, yeah, because Scharfenberg's an
idiot. All right,
idiot.
Look, we're way over. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll finish up this list, and so we have some other stuff. We'll be right back on The Status Pro, live at Citizen Bar on RNCN.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/TheStatusBroShow.
RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio.
If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro coming to you live from Citizen Bar in Dallas. I am your host, Kevin Ebling. We are streaming on RNCN and RealNewsCN.com. Also, the Real News Communications app. You can find us there. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach Lewis.
Yes, sir.
And I'm kind of bummed, man. The show's almost over.
I know. Me too, man.
It went by really fast.
It always goes by so fast.
It goes
especially,
by fast.
Especially when there's a... We build up to this stuff all week. Whenever we're doing like some kind of live remote, we get so excited about it.
But don't think that we're done.
No.
Because we're going to be back.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, you know, we'll be back at 7 with DJ CC on air. A very special one-hour broadcast. We're going to have a lot of good guests on for that. It's your destination for Dallas area young professional info.
Was that a... Did you just give DJ CC a plug?
Of course I gave DJ CC a plug. I'm a board member.
I guess you're right. That is the reason we're out here.
I may no
all.
Longer be a board member after tonight. We'll see.
Debatably, this broadcast right now wouldn't have worked out if not for that. So thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We appreciate you.
All right, well, we only have, what? I mean, we only got about 5 minutes left before we gotta
really?
Head out of here.
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little break, but we will be back with DJ CC on air at 7. Also, we're going to keep the show going. I mean, there'll be plenty of content playing through the 6 to 7 hour. Don't worry about that. Okay, number three. What would you think the number three most common excuse women give men to avoid sex would be?
Number
the headache's
three?
Out. Too tired is out. No, I lied. Too tired is the next one. I blew it.
Too tired.
Yep.
All right, too tired it is.
I mean,
it's
too
not
tired
bad.
I hate to say, I think that's one I may have actually given before.
You said you're too tired?
If it's, well, okay, so here's the deal. I work a lot, long days, and so when I come home and I unwind, when it gets towards the end of the evening, I usually take some sort of a sleep aid. My preference is the ibuprofen PM.
Really?
So, well, yeah.
I thought your preference was like a dozen beers.
Well, that as well. It's a
yeah.
combination, okay? It's a team effort there.
That's healthy. You know, honestly, I figured number three would have been like, I just don't feel like it. But I don't know. I'm not feeling it. Not in the mood.
Yeah.
Know?
I'm sure that one is on there anyway.
That's probably a couple down. Yeah.
It's probably on there. The next one is, I got to say this right. You know, I don't want to be too raunchy. I don't have a, I don't finish.
Right.
So what's the point? Have you ever heard that one?
No.
Really?
Honestly, if I ever heard that, I would question my abilities as a man.
I don't know that it would question my abilities as a man as much as it would just question my reason to be in that relationship.
Also, my
anymore.
Relationship. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm not getting the job done, then what's the point?
I mean, I appreciate honesty, but that being said, if like that's the reasoning, this isn't going to work out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is dead on arrival,
dude. Number five on the list is one I've actually said before, and
yep.
I'm not proud of it. I'm embarrassed about this one. I feel fat right now.
You've said that?
I've said that before.
Wow.
Say you're like going out, you know, an evening out to something like on the town, and you go for like a big dinner or something, and you're drinking and you're boozing, and you come home and you feel super bloated. It doesn't necessarily put me in the mood to get naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very honest, man.
Although when I feel that way, a lot of times I'll leave my shirt on during sex. And I know that may sound weird because I'm a slim guy, but I will. I'll just be like, no, I just want to leave the shirt on.
Like leaving your shirt on at the public
pool?
Like
leaving my shirt on.
I'm gonna keep this on.
I'll take it off if I need to. I'm not swimming with my shirt on.
All right.
The only problem there is that if you're wearing a clean shirt, a lot of times your shirt will get dirty.
Right.
And yeah, I'm well, like, well, that was a fresh shirt.
Well,
I wore it for 2 hours. Got to throw that back in the laundry.
If you wear a white shirt, then you're definitely doomed. You don't wear an undershirt.
No,
you
I do not.
Yeah, you're not in the undershirt.
I wear a dress shirt every day to work, and I do not rock the undershirt underneath because I'm not a particularly sweaty guy.
Right. I am a bigger individual. That might be a problem for me.
Is that why you go with the undershirt?
Honestly, I don't think so. I was just something when I was a kid, you know, my parents always told me if you wear a button up, you got to wear an undershirt because it'll last longer.
Yeah.
You won't sweat into it as much.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's my logic. I think that's how I've always been.
I feel suffocated when I do that. It's just like an extra layer. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe I should try
I
it without. I'll see what happens.
I'm not,
if anything sticks.
I'm not big into it. The next one on the list, I'm sick of being hassled for sex.
Being hassled
yes,
for sex?
That's
Is
one
that a
thing.
Real problem for
I was,
you?
That's never been a problem for me.
Yeah.
I think probably in other relationships, I was in one serious relationship for like 5 years in my adult life. I would say it's probably it would be the big one of my adult life, you know?
Yeah.
The one real serious one that I had for 5 years.
I know
not that
you
I'm
mean.
Saying the one right now isn't serious, but it's only 8 months old.
Right.
So it's not quite the same thing. And I think that probably... That happened before.
Really?
Sick of being hassled. Like, yeah.
Being hassled?
I don't ever want my girlfriend to feel like it's a hassle
like,
for me. I want to be like, I am ready to go anytime that you are. I'm game.
I hate to say it. Like, I appreciate it. Honestly, I do. But that genuinely sounds like one of those things that would turn into an argument. Like, why wouldn't it, right? I'm sick of being right. Like, that sounds like one of the, like, what do you mean hassled? Is that what's going on? Yeah, like,
oh, what am I, hassled?
Yeah, that's an argument waiting to happen. Is that what this relationship is? Am I a problem? Yeah, like, that's... That one's just rough all around.
Yep.
Again, appreciate honesty, but damn.
I do too. We're just about out of time, so one more is I'm bored, and the answer is buy a toy that's shaped like a dong.
I'm bored?
And they say, boom, problem solved. This article says that's the solution to the problem. I've never been able to do that. I can't incorporate the hardware into the bedroom with
you're
a
not
woman.
Into that.
I'm not into it.
Mm. Well, different strokes, different
it makes
folks,
me feel inadequate. I'm like, what? Now we need to bring in technology for this to be fun again? I don't want anything with batteries to have to be involved in my sex life.
Obviously, I don't have much I can say on this one because I have involved batteries with my sex life.
Because you've used them.
So.
And I told you, I had the one story where I almost caved on that. She was like, I was drunk, we were hanging out, and she's like, do you mind if I bust out the thing? And I was like, you know what? Fine. Boom. You know what? Let's do it. And she busted it out, turned it on, no batteries. Out of power.
And that's when you freak.
And then in the middle of it, there's this fluster going on. She goes, no, hold on. Just give me a second. She's popping batteries out of the remote control, and like things are clicking and unscrewing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, you know what? I lost it. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm
and
out.
I think that's the problem with that I never got to really touch on when you told me that story.
Yeah.
Where the hell were the batteries? What'd she do? Put them in the remote?
No. The batteries were in there. They're just dead.
Oh.
Or maybe they weren't in there. No. She went to try. It worked for like 2 seconds, and it was like, mmm. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Mmm.
That's just not going to work.
That's great. Is there another one, or is that it?
There is one more, but I mean, we're pretty much out of time. The last one is, I simply can't be bothered.
Again, argument. That's an argument waiting to happen.
Yeah, I totally agree. Then you got some problems there.
Yeah, simply can't be bothered. What, are you too busy?
Yeah, I mean, come on. All right, well, that is all the time that we have for this episode. Stick around, though. We will be back. DJ CC On Air will be live at 7. We're live at Citizen right now. Signing off, I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
You guys rock.
We'll see you next week.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or visit our website at thestatusbro.strikingly.com. This is The Status Bro.